Welcome to the Dan Hart Financial Services Money Verse of the Week. The Bible addresses money and possessions more than any other topic. Join us each weekday at 7:55 a.m. as we employ God's Word and perspective to our relationship with money and investing. With today's Money Verse of the Week, here's Dan Hart.
Money, used wisely, is a powerful tool for all sorts of good things, but when used unwisely, abused, often leads to chaos. Nowhere is this truer than with the issue of debt. How do we use it? Do we use it at all? Proverbs 22:7 says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender." Have you ever had so much debt that you felt like a slave to your lenders? I have. It dictates how you live, how much you give, how much you save, and even how you feel. It can make us feel trapped and unable to follow God in whatever direction He calls us. We know that something in this seems wrong because in our hearts we want to follow no one but our Lord and Savior in how we live our lives. I don't believe the Bible ever forbids debt, but it never speaks well of it, and in places even calls it a curse. Only you can decide if you want to go so far as to never use any debt, even for a major purchase like a house. Christians under conviction have certainly done this. But as a place to start, maybe a change of thinking could be helpful here. Instead of asking if we can afford the monthly payments for something bought with debt, what would it be like to muster the courage, the faith, really, to ask, "Will using debt in this way help me follow God as the only master of my life?" The answer to that question could keep us on the road where we only have one master, the one who died for us and now lives in us and has a better plan for our lives.
For more information on a biblical perspective on money, visit rightrelationshipwithmoney.com. Securities and investment advice through GA Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.